We have data that were collected using an optimally allocated stratified simple random sampling design. These data have already been converted into WESFAR format, and so we're going to begin our analysis by clicking on the new WESFAR workbook button. We select our data set and we click on open. We're going to create a table, so we click on the table button and we're going to add a single table set to our workbook. We're going to use the variable cons to create our table. We select it and we click on the single arrow to move it into the selected box. This variable has only one value and it will make reading the output much simpler. So we click on add as new entry and we can see that the variable cons has been added to our table set number one. Moving on, we're going to select a variable for the analysis and we click on analysis variables and select variable UE91. We use the single arrow to move this one variable into the selected box and we can see that this variable appears under the analysis variables node in our workbook tree. Moving on, we click on computed statistics and we would like to compute the ratio of two variables. We need to give this statistic a name, and so we will call it ratio, but you can call it anything you want. We double-click on UE91, we single-click on the divided by, and we double-click on LAB91, and we can see that the ratio here has been formed, and we click on Add as New Entry. This entry shows up under the computed statistics just the way we want, and now that we have made all of our selections, we're ready to click on the green arrow to run our workbook requests. We click on Requests and View Output, and we open up the nodes of the output tree until we see the table that we requested. We're interested here only in the rows that contain the marginals. This marginal sum of weights gives us the estimated population total of 32. This cell N here indicates that there were 8 observations in the data set. The marginal UE91 value of 15,210.5 is the sum of the variable UE91, and the marginal ratio value of 0.1278 is the estimated ratio value, and this concludes our analysis.